to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When we go out for a meal, we're accustomed to tipping 15%. But what are the reasons behind tipping more or less? Helena Oakes, assistant professor of political science at Lehigh University, takes a look.
Tipping is more complicated than you think. Despite confusion over how much to give or when, or even how tips financially or emotionally compensate someone, more than 90% of Americans do it. I'm interested in odd forms of financial compensation, so a colleague and I interviewed 425 tip earners, from postal workers and bartenders to strippers, to get their views. From these interviews, we co-authored the book Gratuity. We found that tips have less connection to the economics of demand than to social code, meaning tips are less about money than emotion. In fact, what tips don't do is indicate the quality of service. Customers don't tip as a reward. Tippers care about how they're perceived, and they give bigger tips to workers who meet their social expectations. For example, customers are more likely to give a higher tip to an affluent college student waiting tables than a single mother working in a family restaurant. The result is that tips don't consistently and accurately redistribute wealth or provide management with an idea of who does the best work. So who tips poorly? Servers believe foreigners and kids, for example, won't tip well, so they may often spend less time and focus on providing quality service to those customers. So in this confusing world, what's the conventional etiquette for tipping? Well, the holidays are a great time to tip when it's more about appreciation than an indication of status. But keep in mind, with a society as diverse as the U.S., conventions may conflict. As for whom to tip, nannies, housekeepers, dog walkers, postal workers, sanitation workers, and teachers all said they receive holiday gifts, and the typical haul is up to 1 week's salary.
That was Lehigh University's Helena Oakes. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.